You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to e-commerce radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we are speaking with Maya James, a Silicon Valley business administrator long before she became a baker, a former project manager at Cisco Systems. The 33-year-old worked in the tech world for 15 years and satisfied her creative cravings by teaching herself how to bake on the side. What started out as a tasty hobby became her sweetest endeavor as Maya took on various baking jobs while perfecting her homemade cupcakes. A year ago, she opened the doors to Petite My Sweets. Maya, certainly a privilege to have you a part of e-commerce radio.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm happy to be here.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So first of all, can you tell us about your bakery, Petite My Sweets?
Absolutely. So we are a primarily online bakery, and we specialize in small treats. So we do cupcakes mostly, but we also do cake pops and chocolate-covered marshmallows and chocolate-covered Rice Krispies, and they are available for purchase on our website. But what makes, I think, our company truly unique is that on November 15th, we're launching an app that will allow customers to customize a cupcake. So they would be able to choose the cake flavor and the cake filling and the frosting and the topping, see it being built on screen, and then choose to purchase, and we would send it to them as well.
And what's your background, and why did you decide to start Petite My Sweets in the first place?
You know, I am a Silicon Valley native. So I grew up in the Bay Area in San Jose, and I've grown up around technology all my life. My mom was a buyer at a semiconductor company. My first computer was a Commodore 64 when I was 5. So I grew up around tech. So when I became of working age, it just made sense for me to work for a tech company, and I enjoy it tremendously. However, it's a very analytical type of industry. Although there are some areas where you can be creative, a lot of the times when you're in product management, it's very analytical, very straightforward. There's not a lot of room for creativity. So as much as I like technology, I'm also a very creative person. And the best way for me to explore my creativity was through baking, because there was all these different flavors and textures and colors for me to play with. So while Monday through Friday, I was in this very analytical role, on Saturdays and Sundays, I was baking and experimenting with all these different types of flavors. Over the years, I grew to love it more and more and more, to the point where I realized that I could start a business doing exactly what I love. So while working at Cisco, I was baking and catering on the weekends, and I loved it and came to realize that I could actually do it full time. And that's when I decided to make Petite My Sweets a full time business.
You gotta love that story. Now, if you would tell our listeners about the new cupcake app, you mentioned it briefly earlier, that you're launching, and how you came up with this idea.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that application was a very good opportunity for me to bring together technology and then creativity. So growing up in the tech world, I absolutely love to utilize all of my gadgets, my iPhone, my iPad, my computer. I always have some type of device. And when I started to think about bakeries and bakeries of the future, I thought to myself, how would the Jetsons order their treats, their cakes, their cupcakes? And they would probably create something on screen very similar to the way we saw it on the cartoon. They would choose what cake they would like. They would choose what filling, what frosting, what toppings. They would press a button, and then it would be delivered to them. So their creation that they would have on screen would materialize into something physical that they can eat. So although I am not able to give you that instant satisfaction of seeing it on the screen and then it magically appearing in your hands. I can create it in our bakery and then have it shipped to you overnight. But I wanted to give everyone, so kids and adults, the experience of being able to be creative themselves and create the cupcake of their dreams, but then also have that materialize into something that they can taste and eat.
Absolutely brilliant. Today we are joined by baker and founder of Petite My Sweets, Maya James, here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So where can folks download this application?
So it's going to be on Android and iOS. It's going to be under Ship My Cupcakes, and it will be available starting November 15th.
Very good. And what advice in conclusion do you have for other entrepreneur listeners who may be considering starting their own business and becoming future entrepreneurs in the e-commerce space?
And I think it's a combination of passion and bravery. I know a lot of people have abilities and talents that they are not necessarily using, and it's because they have a 9-to-5 or a job that's paying the bills. But if you think you can do it, you have to turn that think into knowing that you can do it and then execute upon it, because it's the best thing that has happened in my life thus far.
Well, certainly do appreciate that advice. If you would, before you go, let our listeners know where they can connect with you online and to shop around as well, and also mention your the place where folks can pick up the app that goes in effect in mid-November.
Okay, great. We have a website. It's PetiteMySweets.com. And under the same name, Petite My Sweets, we have an Instagram and we also have a Facebook page, all of which you can connect to from our website. And if you want to reach me directly, it's Maya@PetiteMySweets.com.
Certainly has been great to have had you. We've been speaking with baker and founder of Petite My Sweets, Maya James, where all their cupcakes are made from scratch with wholesome organic ingredients. And the website of reference once again is PetiteMySweets.com. Maya, thank you so much for joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.